Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Roden swings and grounds one to short. Turner's got it. And that'll be the end of the fifth inning. A 1-2-3 frame again for Mick Abel. What a start again for the young right-hander.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Elliot in for Hugh today as Hugh made his trip down to Georgia. We'll check in with what we saw on social media from Hugh coming up in a little bit as he made his way to Bucky's. But last night, Elliot, as we discussed the leadoff spot, and we're both ready to move Trey out.
Yeah. Just abandoning your boy. I'm sticking with Schwarber.
Move Stott out. I want to move Trey in. I want Trey and Harper and Schwarber 1-2-3. You want to put Schwarber back in the leadoff spot. I wonder where everyone comes down. But there was a good last night in the loss, and that was Mick Abel. Elliot, we knew coming into the season the Phillies' strength was starting pitching. It's even stronger than we thought because, you know, like they had the five guys to start the season. The idea was Andrew Painter's on his way, and we'll do a Painter watch check-in later. But Mick Abel was a guy they drafted in the first round, I think, 5 years ago. Very choppy minor league career. He kind of like fell off my radar, but then he pitched well this year. Made a spot start a few weeks ago when Nola got hurt. Pitched great. They sent him back down. Like, all right. And they came back last night. He pitched well again. He's done something no one has done in like 125 years. First two starts, scoreless innings, and zero walks in his first two starts. He looks legit.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about how he was a high pick a few years ago. I think one thing I've learned just from covering the Eagles, but just being around athletes, like everyone has their own pace sometimes. Yep. Like we see so many people be good in their first 2 or 3 years. If it doesn't happen, you think it never will. And you look at him, and you know, I was listening to Jack do the final out last night. Like, he has come up and pitched better in the majors than he has in the minors in terms of like his control and like his he hasn't walked anyone, as you said. So we use this term a lot, like an abundance of riches or, you know, a good problem to have. Like, they truly have, like, what, 8 really good starting pitchers?
Well, look, Taijuan Walker, who I thought was pretty decent this year, he's now full-time moved to the bullpen. So, like, they had so much already, they were able to move Taijuan. And Painter, you know, probably isn't more than a month or so away. So, they have, like, 7 or 8 legitimate starting pitchers.
Well, and it's not just that. It's, like, guys you trust, too.
Yep.
You know, and like Nola, we can get into a debate about how much you trust him, but he has at the very least been consistent. Like, you know what you're going to get from him. Obviously, Wheeler, Sanchez, Ranger has been amazing. I can't believe I'm forgetting his name right now.
Sanchez, Nola, Painter, Lizardo.
Lizardo. Just put the braids in. I mean, they have enough starting pitching where they could legitimately use one as a trade piece. But I'm not like rushing to trade Mick Abel.
I'm not either, unless it's for a piece that like is a long-term piece. Like, because before the season started, if Abel's name came up, I would have said, like if they need something at the deadline, just trade Mick Abel.
Right.
That's changed now. He looks legit. And you know, you mentioned Aaron Nola. So we heard yesterday that Nola had a little bit of a setback. He has a soreness on his side along with the ankle issue. I can't believe I'm saying this because I've always liked Nola, but he just hasn't been very good this year. They're better without Nola right now. This season, I think Nola's record, I know record isn't the only way to view a starting pitcher, but like they, I think his record was 1-7, and he kind of earned those seven
losses.
Yeah,
he wasn't good. Yeah.
So if you take that out, they're 36-17 when Aaron Nola doesn't pitch. I mean, they have been better without Aaron Nola, and we heard from Topper last night after the game about Mick Abel. It sounds like the Abel thing, he's not going back to the minors anytime soon.
But Mick, I know you had said, you know, before the game that we'll kind of see how he does with Nola's situation, like that sort of thing. Is this an opportunity now where he can maybe stick around for another start, or is that...
Oh, he's going to be sticking around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like Topper's a fan. The way he like answered
There's
that,
no
like,
no question about it.
He's sticking around. Well, at some point, they're going to have to make a big decision because, like, they're not going to have a seven-man rotation.
Well, the other decision they need to make, which ties to Abel and all these pitchers they have, is when the deadline comes, are they reinvesting in this team, or are they thinking about the next iteration of this team? Because the players we're talking about, like Schwarber, Castellanos, Real Muto, Turner, maybe Turner not as much, but like they could all be gone next year. Like the next iteration of this team is slowly starting to show its face with Painter.
Yep.
You know, they have good Justin Abel, Crawford, yeah. Abel, Jack's BFF down in the minors.
Aiden Miller.
Like, so the next iteration of the team is coming up. And I think with the starting rotation too, Nola, who knows, right? They just signed to a long-term deal, but when pitchers lose it, they lose it quickly. Zach Wheeler, obviously awesome now, a bit on the older side, you never know. They are like starting to put together what could be a really good next version. Rangers, a free agent, but like Lizardo, Painter, Abel, you know, Sanchez, like you now are staring in the face of a legitimate next rotation that can be really good. And they got to decide if they want to trade some of those pieces to help this version of the team, or if they're going to prioritize the next version.
Yeah,
of the team.
And look, Abel's the one people are going to call about now. I mean, I think most teams are going to realize they're not going to trade Painter, so that's probably not even. But if I'm a team and the Phillies call about anything, the first thing I'm asking now is I'll take Mick Abel. Mm-hmm. And after the way he's pitched, I'm not looking to move him. I like what I've seen so far. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls on all this, including the leadoff spot. We're all ready to move Bryce's thought out. He has not hit well in that spot, and it feels like we've just ignored it. Can't ignore it after last night. He had a chance to blow the game open, didn't do it. I want to move everyone up and start out. I'll go Turner, Harper, Schwarber, 1-2-3. I still want to protect Bryce. I'm giving the bump to Turner, but Elliot over here wants to put Kyle Schwarber back in the leadoff
spot.
Yeah,
call me crazy for wanting
to do
what works.
You're not
crazy. We have seen work. Well, I don't know if you are a Schwarber guy anymore.
I am clearly.
So for you to say it's not crazy, I don't know if you feel that way.
I'm not. I am clearly a Schwarber guy. I just want to protect Bryce.
I want the best player, and I want the captain of the team to use Chris's point, but to do it correctly. Like, I want that guy is Schwarber this year, and that's the guy that I want up in big at bats. But it's also the guy, like, picture this, Red October, you know, who do you want walking up to the plate in that spot? And Schwarber just carries more confidence and leadership, I think, than Trey Turner going up in that spot.
Well, you know, regardless of who you agree with on this, it's not Stott. Stott just right now, it's meek. Every time he hits the ball, it's meek. There's no power, and he doesn't hit much.
Let me ask you this, though, because we know what we would do, or at least I know what I would do. Your idea, I'm sure you'll, you know, Turner, Schwarber. But what do you think the Phillies will do? Do you think they will actually abandon the Stott leadoff plan?
I think they might soon. I do.
Yeah.
So I've heard Topper asked about this recently, and he was kind of like going back and forth, like the scale of what's more important, working a good at bat, right, and seeing a lot of pitches versus the production. And I think the scale is tipping towards there's not enough production. Like I don't think Bryson Stott needs to hit like Tatis or Otani to make this work, because you know if he gets on base a little bit in front of Trey and
the guys there,
right? Then I think it could work, and he sees a lot of pitches, but His numbers, they're bottom of the order numbers. Like I think the Phillies will make a move sooner than later.
And the other thing is, I do sense an urgency with this Phillies team I haven't sensed in past years.
Yep.
So I think in past years, now they might have not tried it, but I think they would have abandoned it quicker. I think this year you could see them do it quickly to try to win.
Well, games. 2 weeks into the season, they started this. So, I mean, he's given it about a month and a half. I don't think there's much time left. 215-592-949. Let's grab Jeff, and then we got to tell you about the prize we're giving away today. Jeff, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
What up, Jeff?
Absolutely do not put Schwarber back in the leadoff spot.
Why?
You're giving up RBI opportunities. And have they not been successful so far this year?
Well, last night there was an RBI opportunity with Stott up. And if you had Schwarber there, maybe we're talking about a win instead of a loss.
Yeah, but you can make that case for any situation during the game. I'm just saying in general, I would rather have Schwarber's given up probably 15 to 20 RBIs at least the last few years by batting in the leadoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
Probably has. He also probably scored more runs because he got on in front of Harper and Turner. But you're right. I mean, in terms of what you're talking about, he probably did.
Who else is qualified to protect Harper behind him?
Well, nobody. But my question for you, Jeff, is what's more important to you, getting the leadoff guy on and having production out of the leadoff spot or protecting Harper? Both are important, but which do you prioritize?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Protecting Harper.
I would go with leadoff.
Well, just getting on base is not exclusively the leadoff's job. I mean, your job is to go up there and work the count, which Stott actually does really well.
He does. Unfortunately, there's just no production right now. I mean, like, Jeff, I like his at-bats. Like, I'm a fan of Stott. He plays great defense, great play last night, but it just feels like he's a bottom-of-the-order guy that we're just pretending is a leadoff hitter right now.
I mean, we always have these conversations when a game like that happens where they only score one run. But just move Stott out of the leadoff spot and put Turner there.
So you're with me. Just like move everybody up and Stott out. Wow, this is rare. This is not normal, Jeff. It's about time you start seeing things the right way. I like this, Jeff.
I didn't hear the beginning of the show when Kyle told me what we were talking about. I'm like, oh, well, Joe's definitely going in with Schwarber.
That's what me and Kyle thought, too. Yep.
Yeah, I'm surprised to hear the opposite. So, yeah.
I'm a big Trey Turner guy. Everyone knows this. I want him to lead off.
Always have been.
Jeff, good phone call. All right, before we go any further with your phone calls, we're going to get to some Eagles stuff in the 11 o'clock hour. Ellie, we got a great prize today. We have a pair of tickets to see a show called A Championship Season. The Mann Center, Philadelphia Eagles, and NFL Films came together to celebrate another Eagles championship season. This is a special concert event hosted by, you know, the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. It's July 24th at the Mann Center in Philadelphia. Ticketmaster.com is how you can get tickets. We have a pair to give away, though, and we usually play a game called Hugh's Clues. Well, Hugh's not here today, so let's play a little game while you'll hear it. Elliot's Clues.
Have you seen my dog?
Elliot.
He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking.
Elliot. Elliot.
It's clues.
It's Elliot.
Clues and you.
Great work on that song.
You can tell I got tired of saying his name by the end.
Very nicely produced. Yeah.
Yeah. Nicely done, Kyle.
What I'm back here for.
All right, Ellie, you got we're going to play a
little
game.
Nervous in this seat, you know? Well, it's a lot of pressure.
Well, here's the thing.
Is it warm in that seat?
Well, I was going to say Hughes.
He actually
Hughes
hasn't sat down.
He's a stander. I'm a stander.
We know Elliot has a propensity to do that too, though.
I know, with the seat. So, yeah. Just so you know, you have a very low bar to clear. Most days, everyone hates Hughes. They like the game, but they hate the clues.
Yeah, his clues can be pretty
bad.
Just say it.
They're bad some days. That's what most people think. All right, so let us hear. What do you got? Clue number one.
So it's a famous song that I've never heard.
There's a million famous songs.
But
you're up Hughes' alley now.
It's a famous song, so think of music.
Okay.
Think of famous music. And I've never heard of it.
Think of famous music. All right, clue number one.
It sounds like you took notes from
Hugh. I know. This is a real Hugh Douglas clue. Yeah,
me and Hugh texting last night.
I'm not surprised. Maybe at 5 o'clock in the morning we zip Bucky's. All right, clue number one, a famous song that Elliot has never heard. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
What up, Will?
Hey, Will, what's up, buddy?
All right. I think you're right, man. I've been saying it since the beginning of the season. Just like with the Eagles, right? They had to figure it out. They had to get the run game going, right? Because that's one of the reasons why we couldn't finish. We got the run activated, and we was able to win the Super Bowl. And the same thing with the Phillies. They got to get these backs activated, man.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to hit their way to the World Series and win it. We can't depend on the pitchers, man. This has been our Achilles heel the whole, five seasons going on?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got to get over that hump now.
So, Will, one thing, though, and I'm curious if you agree with me on this. I do think the Phillies bats this year, or the team in general, I should say, has shown a little more resiliency than they have in past years. Like, I think in past years, and especially in the playoffs, when things have gone poorly, this team has folded, like flat out. Got all the way to the World Series, they get no hit.
Right.
6-7 at home, Arizona choke. I think this team, this season has had a few inflection points where things could have fallen apart. And for them to be where they are record-wise, they are showing me a resilience and a mental toughness I've not seen from them before.
Yeah, I think the quality of their at-bats has been better this season. They grind more. I mean, the issue is, Stott, just for example, he's a grinder. He's just not that good. I mean, that's just the reality of it.
Right, and I totally agree, man, because, I believe, they are focusing more on hitting instead of bombing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They playing more small ball this year, and I'm loving it. They stealing more bases this year. I'm loving it. This is what they need to do in order to win the World Series. But my five lineup. Sherbert, Turner, Kepler, Bryce.
Kepler Kostler. Three? No, Will.
I need that audio.
What are you doing? So Sherbert won.
Sherbert won.
Trey two.
Trey two. Kepler.
No, we can't do the Kepler thing. Why do you like Kepler so much? I don't get it.
Listen, you know why? Because he's going to get on base.
Mm-mm.
He's not. Then
is he?
Listen, between Bryce and Castellanos, either one of them can light it up and bring them home.
Yeah, but I don't. Why do you want to give more at bat? You know, this is like your idea of batting Alec Boehm leadoff.
Will has the wackiest lineup ideas.
I know,
ideas
he really
I've
does. I love it.
I respect it. Yeah.
It don't hurt to try, man. I'm trying to tell you. Listen,
it might.
It hurts my eyes.
It might hurt.
The more I watch Max Kepler hit.
I'm going to say this, and then I'll go to the clue.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. Y'all sleeping on Kepler, man. You got him in the wrong lineup. You got him at the wrong number. He's a three hitter, man. I'm trying to tell you. And then it's going to be Bryce and then Castellanos. Both of them guys are guaranteed hits, man. I'm trying to tell you. Just try it and see where it go with that.
Well, I can't.
You want me to get started?
Max Kepler, guaranteed hit.
Yeah, Max Kepler has like two hits in the last 3 weeks. All right, Will, what do you got for us? What is your guess for Elliot's clues?
Oh, man. Listen, the only song that came to my mind, Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Ah, we're going to hear some good songs
heard
today.
Heard that one.
Yeah, of course you have.
Yeah, I heard that one.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good song.
Whitney Houston fan?
I would say I'm a bigger Beyonce fan.
You seem tepid on Whitney Houston.
Well, it's before my time. She's obviously very talented, and I like some of her songs, but I'm never putting it on in the car.
Is Whitney? No, Diana Ross is the one that Hugh's not sure if she's an actress or a singer.
Well, she's a singer.
Well, I know. I think most.
Yeah, I think that's.
I think most of us know that.
Yeah.
Hugh Douglas does. And Mike in Wilkes-Barre, what's up, Mike?
Hey guys, touching back on the situation here is I think we have to go with Turner in the leadoff spot now after Kyle talked some sense into me. And then if Bryce Harper doesn't want to hit two, you tell Bryce Harper he needs to hit two.
Exactly.
I disagree with that.
Oh, jeez.
I disagree with that. Well, I understand you want Bryce to do what's best for the team, but yeah. The team is at its best when the best players are performing at their best.
But so, we just had Schwarber move around, no problem.
Yeah, and if he's willing to do that, fine. But if Bryce wants to hit in a certain spot, because let's say he gets to see more pitches before he goes up or whatever it is, I want to make Bryce the best version of Bryce.
Why are we okay
and
with this?
And he seems to really care where he hits.
Why are we okay with this with baseball? You're not the only one that has this opinion. Why are we okay with this mentality with baseball players? But we would never say this about Eagles.
I would, but I am okay with it with the Eagles.
But I
like when the Eagles run their offense, they run it off of what Jalen likes to do because the best version of the team is when Jalen's at his best. The running plays for Saquon are the ones Saquon likes. Like,
let me ask you this. So, hold on, Mike. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, no,
AJ Brown was frustrated. He wanted the ball more last year. If he was like really frustrated and said, "I need 6 targets or 7 targets a game," but they were winning running the football, would you be okay with that?
Yes.
No.
6 or 7 targets? What, are you never going to throw the ball?
But the point is, you got to do what's best for the team, not just for you.
But what is best for the team is what is best for the best players. What makes the team its best is when the best players are
just
at their.
When your name is called.
He wants to, but I'm saying if Bryce feels better in the 3 spot than the 2 spot, why am I hurting Bryce's game to try to make the team better?
This is Major League Buddy stuff, Mike. This is ridiculous.
How much could it really hurt him if we're asking him to hit in the 2 spot?
Well, who do you think knows more about what helps him, Bryce or me, you, and Mike?
Me, you, and Mike.
Bryce.
I don't think
Bryce.
So. I think Bryce knows more.
But Bryce is getting paid a lot of money, and we're asking him to do something for the team.
I agree. That's why I want all the money I'm paying him to go to the best, like, to be the best version of Bryce. Why would I pay him all this money and then ask him to do something he doesn't want to do?
But this is the culture that leads to Trey Turner playing shortstop when he should be in the outfield. Everyone's got to think about themselves. We got to think about the team. That's what's more important.
Which makes me think, who's running this team?
That's a good question.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I think it's Topper. Sometimes I don't think it's Topper.
Exactly. I really don't have a clue right there. And anyway, I don't think bringing Crawford up either. I just don't think it's ready yet. I don't think it's the time. He still has that 60% ground ball rate.
I know. People look at the. It's a good point, Mike. People look at the numbers, and he has seemed to hit 300 at every level, which is certainly encouraging. But he hits the ball on the ground a lot, and I feel like up here in the major leagues with better defenders, those probably are outs instead of infield hits, or you know they bleed through.
Yeah, I agree. Just let him down there. Learn to hit gap to gap for now, and his time's coming. I think the window for this team goes beyond this year. I like where we're at. We have the starting pitching, which is what we could build around. There's going to be money coming off the books, and we got a good farm system.
It is interesting. Elliot brought that up because a lot of us operated this season like the window's about to close. But with Abel and Painter and Crawford and Jack's guy Miller, potentially there's more years to this than we thought.
Well, I do think the window is closing for sure because that next iteration is going to take a little bit of time.
It's almost like one closes, another one could open soon, though.
Yeah, it's very rare you see a team that has like the next version ready to go while the old one's still trying.
Yeah, it is. Mike, what do you got for us for Elliot's clues? What is the song that he never heard?
The song that he never heard. God, I don't even have a clue.
Here's a clue. It's famous.
It is a famous song, Mike. We appreciate it. This does happen. This is very much like Hugh's clues. A lot of times people are mad at the first clue, and they don't have a guess the first time.
He quite literally did have a clue, though.
No, yeah. I know.
Like, we gave him one.
No, I know. There's a lot of famous songs.
You swiped out one football guy that loves Buc-ee's for another football guy that loves
Buc-ee's. I know. I didn't
so
know
maybe
this about
you. The me and Hugh, very similar. People say that.
You know what? You look the same. Yeah,
very similar. Yeah.
I agree.
Same
with
height
that.
When I stand versus when he sits. So.
Well, we found an article the other day because Hugh was talking about when he came back to camp after his rookie year out of shape.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a whole story in the New York Daily News from like 1996 about how fat he was.
It's got to be tough.
It was. But there was also there was a part of the story that said he's listed generously at 6'2" when he's probably a shade under 6 feet.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, they basically called him Shrimp Douglas.
I don't think that's true about Hugh, though.
You think he's 6? He's not 6'2". No.
I think he's way closer to 6'2 than 5'11.
Kyle, what do you think? 6'2? I don't think Hugh's 6'2.
Hugh, zero chances.
I mean, how tall is like Ike and Richie? I'm trying to think.
6'3. I think Ike's.
Yeah, I think Hugh and Ike are similar size. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But
yeah, I think
even Hugh would admit he's not 6'2.
Yeah, I think he's way closer to probably 5'7. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, so the Phillies move Kyle Schwarber back to the leadoff spot. Elliot thinks so. I want Stott out, but I want Trey Turner as the leadoff hitter right now. Turner, Harper, Schwarber. That's how I'd go the lineup today. All right, also when we get back, CJGJ responded to Vic Fangio's comment on why he was traded. We're going to react to that next. Midday Show, Elliott in for Hugh on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's seating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting part of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.